The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn we sent you.
This is Pat Richardson, the greatest living human being on the West Coast, coming to you live over radio station Clear Out West, and wherever the hell that is. It's a pleasure to have you folks here listening. Brought to you by the Moldy Mattress Motel at 222 Van Nuys Boulevard in North Hollywood, California. That's the Moldy Mattress Motel. Have a $2 room, $3 room, and a deluxe special $5 room with a bed in it. That's the Moldy Mattress Motel at 222 Van Nuys Boulevard in North Hollywood, California. Got a little request here, gonna sing anyway. All my little shut-in friends out there in San Quentin, California. A little song I wrote myself. I guess you call it sheet music, being as how I wrote it in bed.
That's right, Pat Richards. You are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show. Mm-hmm. And he has tuned in just in time for Farrier's File.
You think?
What do you got for us this week?
Well, hot and dry.
Hot, dry?
It is hot and dry.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's no doubt about that.
Holy cow. Yeah. How do we get our horses' hooves softened up?
Oh, mama.
So you can nip them.
So you can actually, you know, the nipping isn't terrible. It's the knife work.
The knife work,
when it comes to that hard, brittle...
inner sole.
Oh, inner sole. My gosh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, they got tools for that now.
Do they?
Yeah, it looks like a little chainsaw.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We talked about that
on
our show the other day. I can see a guy getting too deep, too fast. Handy, yeah. All right.
Well, if you got a creek, you got a ditch, you got a bog hole, just put them in there for an hour or two before you go to trimming. You will have a more harmonious outcome, like Wilford says.
As Wilford Brimley says in Crossfire Trail.
That's right. You want to clean them hooves off too. You know, you're going to come up to the hitching post, they're going to be muddy.
You're going to hose them down, man.
If they've been in the bog hole.
If you're standing them in the mud for a while, you're going by Mama's garden spot first, and then you're going to hose them off.
Well, and then the topical dressings, they do work pretty good, but it is a daily thing.
Yeah, you know, I found the easiest way is just to shoe stall horses. There you go.
Yeah, but then that stench stays with you for days.
Okay, and then there's thrush. I get that.
You know, advantages, disadvantages, absolutely.
I see these YouTube videos of farriers, you know, cleaning out soles and nipping hooves. Uh-huh. They're, every one of them are stall horses, All right, yeah.
Shavings going for three, four
Yeah, so easy. Yeah, look how easy this
and
is.
And the raspity.
Gee whiz,
And the better you are at nipping, the easier the rasping is.
You know, that's exactly right. That's some great information there, big feller. And thank you for Farrier's File.
My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of you and they say, hey, I take issue with that. I shoe stall horses all the time. Well, send your hate mail to Jim. How are they going to get a hold
ahead.
Of us?
Go ahead. I don't know how to read.
Yeah.
I just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
Yep, if they would like to request a Dick's Pick.
DICK@clearoutwest.com.
Leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776. And, of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house. That's right. Stand them in the creek.
That's right.
P.O. Nice. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming, 82941.
I think we did all right.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Well,
we could probably do better. Whose idea was that?
Great idea was that? Well, let's move on then,
Moving.
You betcha. Joni Harms is riding along with us this week, telling us a little bit about cowboy coffee.
The first thing that one does when you wake before the sun does, get the fire going. Won't be long till you feel the heat. Find a spot and take a seat till the coals start glowing. Then pull out the granite pot. Poor old thing's been used a lot. Don't look like much, but just you wait and see. Pour some grass. smoke. Man, that's cowboy coffee. Every day we all get up, find our favorite old tin cup, pour a taste of heaven. Plenty grub for all the crew, throw it down with a cup or two, saddle up by seven. Head on out, there's work to do, roping, riding, branding too. Every day's as tough as it can be. Chasing strays and hanging wire, work all day. That's cowboy coffee. Don't ask these boys about a latte. Cowboy coffee comes just one way. Strong enough to make you stand up straight and talk about flavor now, just you wait. After supper time is done, still got time for a little fun. Take it slow. Up down to our boots, man, that's cowboy coffee, man, that's cowboy coffee.
Oh yeah, that's cowboy coffee. Yeah. All right, here we go. Who's bright idea?
Whose bright idea was it to do that tag team horseshoe?
Yeah. Oh. Yours.
Well, it was a good idea.
The Full Nelson Showing.
That's right.
That's how we got that moniker.
That's how it came.
Yeah, Mary, she gave us that moniker.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you was under a 2-year-old or something like that.
Very young.
Dancing around a little bit. Yeah. And I says, hold on, Andy. I'm going to try something.
So that's a pretty good indicator that something's going to go very wrong. All
right. So if I remember right, you were onside front.
Yep, I was.
So I went to the offside hind and picked that hoof up.
Yep.
And he didn't know whether to bite you or kick me.
Kick you.
But he stood there like a gentleman.
And we got him trimmed. It was an amazing thing.
It truly was.
Yes, and Mary was very amazed. Yes.
I was a little surprised myself.
Me too. What possessed you to try this?
I don't know, but I think I saw a picture in a magazine somewhere with two guys under a horse.
Yeah, at the same time.
Man, that's a good idea.
That's a keen idea.
That is a good idea. We need to try that. And it worked.
And it
Dang
was,
if it didn't
it,
work.
It was... It was wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got a lot of mileage out of it. Got a good poem out of it. Got a good piece of art.
Mm-hmm.
Daryl Reed did a cowboy cartoon of it. Yeah.
You do want to pick the front up first.
Yes. Yes. Good call.
I would highly recommend that.
And do not try this at home.
We are
professionals. Right. Yeah. Whose bright idea was it to... to buy a llama.
We all know whose idea that was.
Right.
That was Mama Louise's idea.
That was your mother-in-law's
idea. That's right. She had a little band of sheep.
Yeah.
And she wanted to protect them. She heard the llamas were good protectors of the band of sheep.
Yeah.
And so they come home with the llama.
Yeah.
Now, we send them over for pigs.
Right, and they come home with a llama.
Well, they come home with 5 pigs and a llama.
And a llama.
And the cows were over in this corner, the horses were over in this corner, and the sheep were over here in this corner. Yeah. And Tina says, are we sorting today?
Yeah, right.
Looks at Dick and says, are we going to sort? No, why?
No.
Well, everything's all sorted.
And the llama was in the middle.
And the llama was in the middle.
And nobody would let the llama integrate.
And then Tina looks at Dick and says, I'm going to have you both committed. Yeah, I'm taking you to town. We're going to certify you, and then we're going to commit you.
So Dick went with
Louise. He went along with it.
And
Tony the Llama.
Tony the Llama, come home. Well, give him credit.
Absolutely.
Tony ended up holding his weight.
That's right. He protected the haystack.
He kept the moose out of the haystack.
Yeah, old Bullwinkle was coming across the meadow. Doop-de-doop-de-doop-de-doop-de-doop. And here comes Tony doing the llama dance. And the old moose looked at him and says, I'm out of here.
I'm out. Yep. Worthy's weight.
Worthy's weight.
Yep. Hey, we need to ditch out to another cow commercial, and when we come back, Jess Howard has some poetry for us.
Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web, so why not advertise your product or service right here on Cow Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.